Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's a short week for many people.
Yes,
so we're
going to
try
exciting.
And pack it all in here. Over the weekend, Pride Month wrapped up, although we should have Pride all year round.
Every
day. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And something interesting happened that I saw this morning. I went, what? No? And Yuzi goes, oh, yeah, I always thought that. So her gaydar is clearly turned on all the time, although there is some controversy with this.
Okay.
Lil Nas X.
Oh, I saw this announcement.
Yeah.
Yesterday, actually.
Right. On the final day of Pride, he basically makes what seems like a coming out statement. Now, they're saying about an hour after he started, because a big kind of back and forth with some fans on Twitter, they're saying like an hour later he started denying it. That's what Media Takeout is saying. Although we didn't come across any messages
anything.
In particular denying it.
I was looking at people's comments. One person had said, well, maybe the record company or family and friends told him, hey, man, don't do that. That's going to spoil your money. And so.
Oh, and he backed off it?
And he backed off it. So I just don't know.
Did you see anything specifically in some of his comments that were a denial?
No, I did not.
We looked.
So perhaps it's saying that.
I would hate to hear that he's denying it, because here's my thought on it when I read it yesterday. I liked that kid before I ever saw anything about his sexuality at all. I just think the song's fun.
Story's fun.
Buys that kid, the Billy Ray, a
Maserati.
And I thought, oh, no, don't waste your money.
It's 10% of your money.
There's someone showing extreme gratitude for someone who got a lot of help from that dude. They've got a number one hit going on, what?
Six, 12?
Eight?
12 weeks.
12 weeks. That's a big deal.
Wasn't the beginning that he had purchased the beats or the background for $30?
Yeah.
It was him, right?
It's a great story.
Yeah.
So then you hear, or then I see a video of him doing the performance at an elementary school, and
just
the kids
are
going crazy,
flipping out. They know every word, and he's got a big smile on his face. And I'm thinking, that is a cool dude.
Yep.
To be able to take a minute and go do that.
He's basically saying he's wondering why nobody mentioned that they knew this beforehand.
So
he felt like he had to come out, even though he says he feels like he made it really clear.
My feeling is that I already liked him is the point.
Right.
So I don't care who he's into.
So Old Town Road is one of the biggest songs of the year, and they're saying he's finally out of the closet, and then they write, maybe. Yesterday, last day of Pride, he appeared to come out. He posted his song Closure, which is spelled C7 Osier. Almost like an upside down L, Closure. He said, some of y'all already know. Some of y'all don't care. Some of y'all not going to F with me no more. But before this month ends, I want you all to listen closely to Closure. And then he added a rainbow emoji. So some of the lyrics, are you going to play the part that's, which to me doesn't scream coming out. But he's saying that he felt like he made it pretty clear. In fact, he posted the artwork for his new EP. And then a close-up of a rainbow-colored building that's on it. I guess the cover of the record is him on a horse, like looking out over a city. And then he zooms in where there's like this little rainbow on the cover.
Okay.
And he said, deadass thought I made it obvious. Okay. I don't know, an hour later, Media Takeout posted this. Lil Nas X, the rapper known for his viral country trap hit song, Old Town Road, has officially come out as gay, then quickly announced that he was just trolling. This is their words. He used Sunday, the last official day of Pride Month, to reveal the news to fans. And then an hour later, he told fans he was just joking. They don't print the things that say he's just joking, and we looked and couldn't find any. So he's either out or he's not, and not that it really matters in most people's lives whether or not Lil Nas X. I just think,
Well, I think joking about it is a mistake.
Yeah, I agree with that. I certainly was upset to hear that it was a troll. That doesn't seem like
that.
A funny thing to joke about.
Right.
So
that's
anyway.
That's a huge event in someone's life.
Absolutely.
And I can understand why someone might be like, why are you playing games with that?
Why would you joke
about
that?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Especially on Pride.
Right.
You know, the end of festivities.
So that's a mistake if that's the case.
I guess
Let's
at
hope
some
he
point,
straightens it out today.
Right. By straightens, you mean, you know, something totally
oh,
different.
I didn't mean it to, right.
You know, at some point he'll do an interview and he'll be asked point blank and he'll yes or no, I guess. This is complicated. I'm just going to go bit by bit here. Taylor Swift had a bad weekend.
Oh, no.
Scooter Braun, who is best known for representing Justin Bieber and Kanye West, bought Big Machine Records. She did, I think her first six records were with Big Machine Records.
Okay.
So in a long Tumblr post, she said she lost, quote, music I wrote on my bedroom floor and videos I dreamed up and paid for from the money I earned playing in bars, then clubs, then arenas, then stadiums. And she's pissed that Scooter bought it. She said, this is my worst case scenario. Says she's been the subject of Braun's, quote, incessant manipulative bullying for years.
Yikes.
This is all just posts in Tumblr. And then she gave some examples. She said, like when Kim Kardashian orchestrated an illegally recorded snippet of a phone call to be leaked and then Scooter got his two clients together to bully me online about it. Or when his client Kanye West organized a revenge porn music video which strips my body naked. You remember that video?
Mm-hmm.
It was like all like mannequins of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Famous people. Now Scooter stripped me of my life's work that I wasn't given an opportunity to buy. Essentially, my music legacy is about to lie in the hands of someone who tried to dismantle it. So that's her initial statement. Then everyone starts yelling and screaming and defending themselves and trying to prove her wrong. So here's where it starts. First of all, I think Justin Bieber's response is, you know, this is a friend of his, Scooter Braun. They've been friends for years, and it seems like a fairly rational...
In managing him, right?
Yes, a rational comment. He said... Actually, he apologized and took the blame for the hurtful Instagram post that she referred to in her post. I think that must have been Scooter Braun saying, I bought Big Machine Records. Then he said, Scooter has had your back since the days you graciously let me open up for you. For you to take it to social media and get people to hate on Scooter isn't fair. He also suggested she was trying to get sympathy and motivate her fans to bully Scooter. He finished off by saying, I'm sure Scooter and I would love to talk to you and resolve any conflict, pain, or any feelings that need to be addressed. Neither Scooter or I have anything negative to say about you. We truly want the best for you.
Who wrote this again?
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I usually don't rebuttal things like this. Yes, he said rebuttal. But when you try and deface someone I love's character, that's crossing a line. And Justin's wife, Haley, commented on the post saying, gentlemen. Then it starts coming out that Taylor did know about this deal and was actually given the opportunity to buy her music.
Hmm.
So she's pissing and moaning, and they're saying this is ridiculous.
See, I thought that he bought the label's music, which involves a bunch of artists.
He bought the whole label.
So it's not something that was even considered to be broken up. He got the whole thing.
Yeah, apparently she did have an opportunity to buy this. In fact, there's some paperwork about that.
Wow.
Everyone's printing copies of. And Scooter Braun's wife, Yale, she called BS on her claim that she discovered the news of Scooter's purchase like the rest of us. She said Taylor passed on owning the rights to her own tunes. So this was on Instagram. This Yale writes, this is Scooter Braun's wife, you were given the opportunity to own your own masters. You passed. She also confirmed what TMZ had reported, that Taylor's dad knew about the purchase ahead of time. She says, your dad's a shareholder and was notified, and Borchetta, the CEO of Big Machine, personally told you before this came out. So no, you didn't find out with the world. And then Yale decides she's going to go on and slams Taylor's tendency to collect and drop friends like wilted flowers. There's actually quite a bit more of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Then Taylor's rep shoots down the idea that her father was part of the Big Machine board of directors and insisted that he was just a shareholder who opted out of a phone call with the big news. This rep told People, Scott Swift, Taylor's dad, is not on the board of directors and never has been. On June 25th, so I don't know, a week ago, there was a shareholder phone call that Scott Swift did not participate in because of an NDA that would make him not able to tell Taylor anything that was said in it. That's the long and short of what this NDA is about.
Which makes sense.
I guess. It's that, you know, he's a big enough shareholder that he's on a call. He's invited to be in. I mean, you know, you own 10 shares in this. You're not getting on the call. So basically, the rep says Taylor's dad didn't want to withhold info from Taylor, so he didn't join the call. Taylor's camp is also refuting Yale's notion that she was given a heads up about the purchase beforehand, saying Taylor found out from the news article when she woke up before seeing any text from Scott Borchetta and did not call her in advance. So then there's another guy named Eric Logan. He's a member of the Big Machine Board of Directors, and he posted, "I'm not going to sit on the sidelines and allow you, Taylor, to rewrite history and bend the truth to justify your lack of understanding of a business deal. I also find it very interesting you use the word bully. As I watch you attempt to rewrite history and parse words all from your massive platform, I'm reminded that's what a real bully would do. You're the real bully. Your power is fading, your shine is dull, and this is what bullies do. They lash out." And then that guy who supposedly reached out to her ahead of time, he's the CEO and founder of Big Machine, his name's Scott Borchetta. He said, "We first alerted all the shareholders on Thursday, June 20th, for an official shareholders call. Out of courtesy, I personally texted Taylor at 9:06 p.m. Saturday, June 29th, to inform her prior to the story breaking." So I don't know how that'll all shake out, but I love that it's happening publicly and we can revel in the mess. I know.
Especially if there's proofs like, oh, Taylor.
I know. Why does she keep yelling that she didn't know it was no phone call? And then there she is on the phone call.
I don't know what the... It's too much drama.
It's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot to break down, too. I hope I was clear with it because it's...
I feel better about it. Now I feel a little bit more informed.
Yeah, it's definitely... There was a lot of information to call through. And of course, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you're probably only going to see what Taylor Swift has to say about it.
Yeah. It must be so hard to be her.
Really?
And yeah, aside from all the money and all this stuff, it's just like, oh, just Vinny, drama after drama. I mean, another.
Whoa.
I mean, is she creating all this drama? Maybe.
It does feel like that sometimes.
She's a complicated person.
Yes. That's a good way to put it.
That is a good way to... I was going to say, I wonder if it is, and I'm sure you know these... Actually, you might be one of them.
What?
Who can't turn it off.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's true.
Like, she just can't turn it off, can't stop thinking, can't stop trying to figure out how to outmaneuver everyone.
Right.
Is constantly like, I know what I'll do.
That can turn into paranoia pretty easy.
Right.
And I wonder sometimes if, because I've actually thought about the whole Arrested Development syndrome. They say, you know, it's like Bieber. They say if you make it when you're 14 years old or 16 years old, you're almost frozen in time at that point because people treat you a certain way. And at that age, you've sort of become this person that everyone says yes to. And it's hard for you to grow as a person when there's never any adversity thrown your way. And so if you're already a person who's spinning in your head and you know, I don't know how old she was, in her teens when she started to become famous.
Like 14.
So maybe she's a person who was already kind of, you know, had the spinning thoughts going, as everyone does. And then now she's isolated and she only hears about the world through these posts on various social medias, and she feels attacked and there's all people around her going, don't worry, don't worry. And which probably makes her worry more. I don't know. It's just, you need to calm down. Anyway, that's what's going on in her world.
Well, you hate to hear someone... I don't know if she is a victim or if she's playing a victim.
Right. There are those people.
But
that is
like, wait, you're not a victim at all.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Taylor Swift. She's
saying life is all good.
Yeah. She's saying that some record company just got bought out from under her and all her music was on there. And now she doesn't own her own music.
More importantly, bought by someone she
doesn't
despises.
Like. Right. If someone besides Scooter had bought it, maybe we wouldn't have heard anything about it.
925 says, you guys missed some key information about her being allowed to buy back her masters. She could only buy an album back for every new album she put in.
That was part of what they negotiated, that she would continue to work for that record company, and every time she put out a record, she'd get one back. But there were other negotiations, too. That was one of the proposals. I read that this morning, and that just seemed to complicate things
even
further.
Right, I agree. A lot of texts saying Taylor likes to be the victim.
Well, don't we all?
No.
Sympathize with me. It was poor me. Yeah, it's hard to feel bad for Taylor Swift, for me. You know, I'm not one of the fans, though. I mean, I like her. She's fine. This scared the F out of me, and... What?
Did you scream?
I didn't scream, but I swear to God, I read this and then reread it and went, damn it, of course. Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple.
Yeah, we like
the Woz.
The Woz. He's got a warning for you. If you use social media, you are being listened to. Your private conversations are being listened to. If you are, even if you're not using social media, if your phone's near you and that's on in the background, you didn't quit Instagram or quit Facebook, they're listening to you.
Right.
So,
But I don't think it works like when you say they're listening to you, there's not a person in a room with headphones going, Sarah just said she wants grilled cheese for lunch. But
it's algorithms that computers use to listen for keywords. You know, it's not the cops listening to you necessarily, but they are sending that data to advertisers. And I wonder if a computer is set up to listen to, you know, I listen in the worst of us, the worst among us planning some kind of murder or planning some kind of horrible event. I wonder if there is an algorithm set up to alert the cops or what have you. I don't like it either. So Steve Wozniak was at an airport on Friday, and you know what, Yuzi, what's the source on this? The whole top of it is, this might be TMZ. I'll bet you it is.
It is, Sarah.
So basically they are like, oh my God, the Woz, let's ask him stuff. So
anything, just ask
anything. Somebody asked him, are you worried about Facebook, Instagram, and others infringing on your privacy? And he said, yeah, I'm terrified, and you should be too. He basically says that they are listening to everything you say and selling that information.
Let me ask you this. I have a question for you. As a person who is on Instagram, in part for business, when you retire, will you quit Instagram?
I doubt it.
See, I think I would.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see... I like it. I like looking at everybody's stuff, but I check Instagram as a means of knowing what's going on around me for the most part. I'm not thinking, oh, you know what? This burrito needs to get online for everyone to know about it. I just don't.
Right.
And that's not to say that you shouldn't.
Unless
you
can. Really excellent, right? Excellent salsa.
I could quit it, is my point.
I could quit it, but you know what I think
and
I would
think
do?
I think you should if you're tripping on that what you're reporting.
Right.
Is my point.
I wonder if it's things like this. Like, one of the reasons I got off, I mean, there were a million reasons I got off Facebook. Although I didn't close my account. I just literally never go there. And I guess if you're on Instagram, you're still technically on Facebook anyway, because it's owned by Facebook. So anyway, the paranoia surrounding social media spying is, you know, that Gail King, we talked about this last week. Gail King was talking to the Instagram chief, Adam Mosseri. She basically called BS on him saying, oh, no, we're not listening. It's just dumb luck that sometimes you're thinking about a certain lamp and it pops up in your feed.
Right.
And do you want to hear what he said?
Yeah.
All right, here.
Okay. Yeah, we don't do that except when we want to, because we can. Anyway, Woz says he's not buying that, and he says anything you say in the presence of your electronics is readily made available to all sorts of entities. And he basically says you don't want it. I guess what he's saying is don't just get off Facebook if that's not something you want. You might need to get rid of your smartphone. You're not going to do that, though.
No, because I need it for maps so bad.
So bad. Well, it knows where you're going. I guess that might be another way that they figure it out. If you GPS over to a lamp store, suddenly lamps are showing up in your feed. You know what I mean?
Interesting, yeah.
Soon, though, maps will be in your car in a way that your car takes you where you're going and you aren't even using your phone.
Right. You're in the back seat sleeping.
They're out mapping every day.
I can't.
They're mapping this. They were mapping this morning in a way that they had screens in the windshield and in the back seat looking out the rear, and then you could see the screen they were using.
Oh boy.
And I don't know what that company was compared to the others, but yeah, they're all out there mapping.
Boy, this is just such a
they're
crazy time
ready
to be
to
alive.
Start handing us cars that take us where we want to go, and we don't touch the wheel at all.
You know, I'm not sure if maybe my sister doesn't listen to the news at all. Or last week, when she was in town, we were just having a conversation. Self-driving cars automatically comes up because I'm so thinking about that all the time. She goes, oh, that won't happen in our lifetime. I'm like, Tina, that's happening in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, that's ridiculous. I go, oh, my God, read something online about things other than puppies. Like,
well, you said she does that, though. She doesn't pay attention to anything media
related. That must be
related.
Nice. That must be really
it
nice.
It really must be.
I do that on vacation sometimes, but then I start to, like, a few days in, you start to get a little bit like, I should go look. I should go see what's
itchy
happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. Or maybe I should just sit here and have another drink. I don't know. One of those. One of those about to happen. You guess which one. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
What do you do if you're the hitman you hired tries to rip you off?
Oh, no. Oh, that's bad.
You hire another hitman.
Oh, no. I was thinking I have to call,
I
have to call the police.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This show is also a TV show. Well, like a computer show. You can go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the Looking Glass. You can watch the show. And when it happens live each weekday morning, and then it's looped throughout the day, and on the weekends, it's kind of like a best of. Check it out, RadioAlice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
Wow, you said a lot of stuff there.
I felt like it was just one thing.
Huh. So much stuff.
So many things.
You can watch this show.
Yeah. Hi.
Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
That is just a bad chorus.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
like
I hope people do it with us. I always think they must, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
In their cars.
Yeah.
.com.
I wasn't planning to lead off with this, but I did have on my page there a note from last night's 60 Minutes. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's about the OxyContin lawsuits.
Oh, my God, tell me.
Well, I don't have all the details, but it was a good segment. If you're interested in how this stuff got to market in such mass.
Mm-hmm.
It was by design, and the lawsuits that are now, the guy who's behind it was also behind some of the tobacco lawsuits. And he's saying, like, what he's going after is, these people need rehab.
Right.
These people have become addicted to a drug that was known to be addictive.
Right.
They weren't.
And that was encouraged to be passed out.
Necessarily predisposed to addiction.
Right.
This is something that
it's ruined their lives.
Becomes addictive whether or not you have a predisposition mm-hmm. to addiction. So it's pretty intense. And it's killed, he said, like 500,000 people.
Wow.
Are dead from these companies pushing these pills and misleading people about their level of addiction.
Right.
So, and they're not going to be able to win the suit.
Why?
No, I mean the pill companies aren't going to be like they knew that it was addictive, and they pulled
so
up.
So they'll settle and.
Well, I don't know that he's going after some other arms of this problem to make sure that he can get enough money to support this plan he's got, which is to put people into rehabs.
Mm.
They need help.
They do. Unfortunately, rehab isn't a guaranteed
no,
fix.
No, it's not.
I mean, we're talking about people who now have a physical addiction.
Right. Well, but at least they're going to be offered something other right. than now you're out on the streets with an addiction trying right. to find a way to feed it. But he talked about this one little town of only 4,000 people where the, like some number of millions of pills. Like they were talking about the number of pills going into this town was impossible. There's no reason any company, doctor, company, distributor would not have seen this number of pills going to this small town and wouldn't see there's a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's not just addiction, it's distribution.
Right. So it's pretty intense. Anyway, if that's something that you're interested in, 60 Minutes did a great segment on it last night.
And if you're not addicted to opioids, count yourself as lucky you didn't get hurt while they were pushing those down people's throats.
Right. That's it.
Could have been anybody.
Mm-hmm. But this, the guy behind it was the guy who did the tobacco lawsuits. And they even said, so you must have made millions. He's all, no, I was the district attorney in Mississippi at the time.
Right.
I didn't make a penny off it.
But a government employee.
But he goes, but I knew to bring it to the court of public opinion, and I showed everybody what they did, how they addicted you,
mm-hmm.
and how you're a victim of their sales techniques.
Right.
So we'll see how he does.
Oh, I'm nicotine's bitch, that's for sure.
Right. Now, see, the problem I have with that is that when I started smoking, my mom was like, you're going to get addicted to those. You got to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Now. And I was like, oh, Ma.
I got this. Don't worry about it.
So I don't know that anyone could have told me anything there.
Right.
But that's not a doctor prescribing me cigarettes to help me get through tooth pain.
Right. Oh, you're having a tough time.
Or knee surgery.
Benson and Hedges.
Right.
Helps.
That was a little different.
Yeah.
That was me trying to be grown up.
Yeah. All the cool kids are doing it.
Come on, man. Look at me.
You're
me
amazing.
And my teeny little face with a cig hanging out of it.
Ugh. Must have looked ridiculous.
You know, we only had regular cameras in the day, so there aren't a lot of them, but there are some photos of me and friends who were there. We are 14, 15 with beer and cigarettes, and it's just a sad comedy. Like, what in the heck
are those children doing with those things?
Are those tiny faces doing with that stuff?
And this must be the 70s. Those clothes are terrible.
The new wedding trend, as this is
wedding
season,
sure.
Everyone.
We're about to have one of our own.
Holding two.
Oh, two at once?
No, two weddings. You hold one for family and one for friends.
Ow.
I guess
Great.
This is only for rich people.
I guess so.
It's been gaining traction, though, and you see it with, they're even naming Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas here.
Yeah.
They had two. Carly Kloss and Josh Kushner. You know them?
Yeah, that's Josh Kushner is Jared Kushner's brother.
Okay.
He married that supermodel chick. They had two?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had two.
And she does the Project Runway.
Yeah, she was a Victoria's Secret model, wasn't
she?
Yeah,
I believe so. And one of Taylor Swift's best friends.
Of course. Until she turns into a wilted flower and Taylor drops her.
A wedding expert says, we're at the intersection where we're still hanging on to marriage as an institution we long for, but we also are constantly being flooded with ways to make it new and different, unique, special,
and twice as expensive.
Yeah. The first party for family had all the photo ops. The second was exactly what they wanted, a party.
Mm.
A woman went into Walmart in Wichita Falls, Texas last week, picked up a cake at the bakery, and then ate half of it as she walked around the store.
Oh. And then she was like, I'm not buying half a cake.
Right.
Really?
Then she got to the register and said she wasn't going to pay full price for the cake since half of it was missing.
Oh, no.
She refused to pay more than half price for the half a cake, even though the other half was in her tummy.
Yeah.
The store wound up calling the cops. The woman wasn't arrested, but she did get banned from the store.
Oh, well, that's a tough one. You know, you get banned from a store where you go and you like the cake. You know, what, are you going to stand outside and ask someone, we can go get me one of those cakes? Just half of it. I just want half the cake.
Hey, mister.
Yeah, hey, mister. You can get me the cake.
You could do a hey, kid for that one.
Yeah, really. Anybody
can
get you cake.
You don't need ID to get cake.
No.
Yeah, so there you go. That's unfortunate because a place like Walmart tries to have some kind of protected image, finds themselves saying, all right, just let her go and get out of here and never come back.
Yeah.
And we just lost whatever the price for the half a cake was.
But luckily, the lady will be back to eat other halves of cakes.
If you're in a store,
yes,
do you go around grazing on stuff?
Absolutely not.
I don't either. And
no.
It bothers me. And I just... I don't want to say anything to anybody, and I just mind my business. But it's like, are you really reaching into stuff and feeding your face here in the store? Mm. You see it at the
Costco.
I see it at the Whole Foods.
Well, Costco, they're offering it to
you. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing. But if someone's going around to the whole bins with the almonds and the grapes.
Well,
and
that's just stealing.
The cooked food where everybody's moving around to buy, get their lunch, and you see people taking food and putting it in their mouth right there. And you just go, I'm not a tattletale. Mm. So what I'm going to do here is just pass by and not eat whatever that was, because I
go to the prepackaged salads.
Dang, man!
Maybe they're starving.
Maybe
no.
Maybe they are starving.
Food.
Maybe
they don't have money for food. They don't even have a place to live.
Yeah, they live at the Whole Foods.
That's not what I'm witnessing. That's not what I saw.
Mm. Yeah,
they seem like normal people with cell phones and purses and
just digging into food.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just feel at home at the store, and sometimes they'll cut up an apple or a peach or something and have a little.
I think people are just always looking.
I'll go for that. I'll
get
take
over.
I'll take the toothpick.
Like, try the watermelon. It's
right.
Delicious.
Oh, I will too, because I want to see what the watermelon. That's the best fruit or the worst.
Really? You think that's the best fruit?
I love a good watermelon. Yeah. Is you almost can't beat it. But a bad watermelon. Ugh,
right,
you know,
now,
it's got that spongy,
milly.
Ugh.
Plums and nectarines
are unbelievable, Vin. I'm with you. So freaking juicy and good.
I can't get enough into my cart.
Mm. Mm.
You know, I got to pick each one. They're hand-picked.
Takes a while.
It does take a while, but I get all the, a big bag of plums, a big bag of nectarines, and a big thing of strawberries.
Mm. You're all set. You're set for the week.
It's pretty good.
So good.
Let me ask you a question.
I love questions.
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Yeah. A car accident I was in was pretty, I relived that a lot. What about you? Oh, you must have had a million.
Yeah, but not. Mm. Yes and no. I've had a lot of close calls that could have been super ugly
and
devastating.
Back and go, what was I thinking?
And yet I've never been in a hospital for a long stay due to a big injury that luckily I recovered from. I've never had that. Mm. So to truly answer the question, no.
Yeah, okay, I'll say no to them.
So you, in that crash, didn't end up in the hospital.
I declined the ambulance because, you're in shock afterwards. I busted my nose up, but then I realized there was blood all over me, so I kind of grabbed my nose and felt it and went and I think I put it back together because it doesn't look broken, does it?
You fixed your broken nose.
I think I did.
With your fingers.
I did.
That's really surprising.
Together. Yeah. Oh, my knees were all racked up from it, too. Mm. They hit the dashboard.
But you didn't.
No, I just said no to the. I was really close to my house. I think my dad came and got me.
Do you think your motorcycle wipeout counts? I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it counts, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
He broke both his legs and was in a wheelchair that
First
Monday
of
when
all,
he came back.
I sprained one ankle and broke the other ankle, so it looked a lot worse than it was.
It's hard to walk when both your ankles have been taken out. Right. And you have road rash scars all
true.
Over your arms.
But one wrong move or a car could have came.
Right.
That could have been the end, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
1 in 10 people have had a near-death experience. That means that it includes things like out-of-body experiences, seeing or hearing hallucinations, having time slow down or speed up. Mm. That's I'm sure that accident when you're flying through the air seemed
is this ever going to end?
I was fully maneuvering my rolling, sliding, and it was not.
So that does count. Anyway, 1 in 10 people, near-death experience. Would John consider his bike accident that?
Oh.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Just a drunken mistake.
Yeah. Right. So stupid. God.
Well, he's okay from
thank
it.
Thank God.
I saw him at the event. By the way, thank you so much to the Fairmont Sonoma.
Oh,
that was so much fun.
What a great, they are great hosts.
All of them are so wonderful.
They just truly care if our listeners are having a good time, if we're having a good time, they're just great. Mm-hmm.
Try
Michelle
the pokey.
Heston's amazing. My God, that was incredible.
I don't even eat pokey, and
so
I ate it.
Good.
And now I'm like, I think I eat pokey now.
Yeah, I eat that pokey. It was like just the right amount of spice and just freaking delicious.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh,
good event.
Yep.
Solid event.
Yes. And of course, our promotions department. Thank you, girls.
Nice work.
Yep.
And the podcasts are up, too.
Oh boy, do you have to cut that way down?
No, people are loving it.
Oh, really?
I'm getting some messages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
That was a filthy show. Don't listen to it.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. And you were having fun. I always like that.
Mm-hmm. A great time.
Right.
Embarrassingly great.
Nothing to be embarrassed about at all. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
That was fast.
He's fast.
One of the most popular candy bars in the Soviet Union was called Hematogen.
Hematogen? What's that?
It's like a hematoma.
And one of the ingredients was cow's blood.
Oh.
It still exists today, but now it's considered a medical product to help with nutrients and treat malnutrition.
Oh, they still will sell it to like patients.
Yeah.
Hematogen?
Hematogen. Mm. You like it?
Well, you know, I mean, I eat cows, so I guess if there's cow's blood in something, I'm not going to barf.
Oh, good point. Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's what's on the...
Yeah, I'm not going to drink it. I wouldn't like a cup of it.
Of hematogen? Or cow's blood?
Just cow's blood. Right. I'm sure this candy bar is delicious. Rich. And...
Man, I just almost made myself throw up. Here it is. That's the bar? Oh, it just looks like a candy bar.
Yeah. Looks,
like what? Chocolate?
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks like
a chocolate bar.
Yeah, like a Hershey's bar, like an extra thick one. Looks delicious. I'll have some.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
We beg you.
Taylor Swift likes to play the victim, says 925. 707 says, Taylor Swift also tried to say she did not approve of that Kanye song, and then Kim posted a video of her on the phone with him about the song, saying,
"Yeah, it's fine."
I lost the part.
Yeah, I thought that you know, she just yells and screams about stuff, and then suddenly all the proof comes out. Like, quit bitching about things that you knew full well were happening. You poor little victim.
415 says, "I'm not sure why people care so much if Lil Nas X is gay or not." That's the point I was trying to make earlier. I don't care. I think the kid has been great. Like, seems to be having the time of his life. I'm cheering him on.
It upsets me if he was trolling people.
I don't care
if he's gay or straight. It never even crossed my mind until I saw it this morning. I went, oh, wow, what a fun time to come out on the last day of Pride at the peak of your popularity. And then for him to... And look, I don't know if he's trolling or not, but that's... One of the storylines that's going around is that he started denying it an hour later.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Although we couldn't find those denial things, and Media Takeout's the only place I saw it, so. I don't know.
I don't think he did it.
Just be your true self, everyone. You should be proud of who you are, no matter who you are.
He didn't do it.
I'm with you.
650 says,
nothing.
Well, here's my 2 cents. Sounds like your future wife and those that saw you in the navy blue suit saw you and looked great. And so it seems like the way to go. Just saying. Yeah, it's too late now. Yeah. I went and changed the suit back to... I was navy, and then I had them switch it back to the charcoal. And if you didn't hear the story, it's just pre-wedding jitters that have us both freaking out.
Mm. Who knew it was going to be this complicated?
Here's what I'll tell you, which it may be a good sign, is we're both trying to make sure the other person is happy, stress-free, and gets what they want on that day. It's we're both freaking out. Neither of us are feeling.
Aww.
So, but I think we're trying, and that'll
be over before you know it, and then you'll just.
I don't
have
want
the
it
memories.
To be over. I want it to last forever, Sarah.
Oh, nice.
Well, the marriage will.
Nice.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean,
it's going to start with a big day, and it's going to go perfectly. And even if it's not perfect, those will be the stories you tell your grandchildren.
Oh God, grandchildren.
Yeah.
The You're hits probably just too keep old. Coming.
And 2 more weddings to pay for. Yay!
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'll start with the album charts and we'll go from there. There's a lot of stuff.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.